This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The presidential primary season is all but over now, following another round of voting yesterday and wins by Hillary Clinton in several states, including the big prize, California. And almost immediately last night, both Clinton and Donald Trump moved into attack mode. Here's Donald Trump.
Our schools are failing. Crime is rising. People are scared. The last thing we need is Hillary Clinton in the White House or an extension of the Obama disaster.
And here is Hillary Clinton making the case that Donald Trump is not temperamentally fit to be president.
He wants to win by stoking fear and rubbing salt in wounds and reminding us daily just how great he is.
To discuss last night's primary results and what they mean as the race finally pivots toward the general election, we're joined this morning by WBUR's team of political analysts, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
Clearly, a lot of name-calling to come. Donald Trump planning an event next week to speak out against both Hillary and Bill Clinton. 5 months to go to Election Day. Is it going to be like this all the way along? Negative, 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 Dan?
Well, last night, the general election began. Both candidates can hardly wait to attack the other. That's what Trump does, and it's what Hillary Clinton has learned to do well. She's been on Trump's case for months, and he's been attacking her a similar length of time. So nothing will change now that we're officially, we're unofficially done with the primaries. It'll be no holds barred.
Dan, Todd Domke.
I agree. Trump will be attacking her character and record and her husband's. Clinton will be attacking Trump's character and his business record. And we'll have 5 months of campaign ads warning us that America is in jeopardy if we trust an untrustworthy candidate. So the tone and the substance will basically be character assassination, much less about policy and principles.
Clinton badly wanted a win in California to give her the big positive launch into the convention next month. Did she get what she wanted out of the contest yesterday, Todd?
Yes, Hillary Clinton has won the Democratic nomination. Bernie Sanders will be reassessing his campaign, whether he has a rationale to continue or whether he should accept the obvious and graciously endorse Clinton. He knows that if he doesn't endorse fairly soon, he'll feel the pressure of President Obama and other Democratic leaders. And the late-night comedians will turn him into a caricature, someone who doesn't know when to quit.
Well, she got 56% this time in California. And in 2008, she got 51%. So she improved her standing. It's the final nail in the coffin of the primaries. Thankfully, it's over. I'm reminded of the early days of Monday Night Football when ex-quarterback Don Meredith, when he thought the game was essentially over, he would sing, "The party's over. It's time to call it a night."
Well, speaking of calling it a night, Todd was talking about Bernie Sanders a couple of minutes ago. He's not yet stopping his campaign. He won two contests yesterday and says he's fighting on to the party convention, but he is meeting with President Obama tomorrow. So is that likely to change his going on? And what's his best possible play at this point?
You know, he's got to wake up to the reality that the choice is now Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. And his people, no matter how rabid they may be pro-Bernie, have got to understand that the real contest now is against Donald Trump. You know, they can take a little time to find their reasons for switching, but Trump's attack on a judge born in Indiana whose parents were Mexican is a reminder that Trump will use race to score points. And I would think that's going to be an important factor for the Bernie supporters to come across.
Well, I think Sanders has lost a lot of the leverage he would have had in negotiating with the Clinton campaign. A month ago, they would have been desperate to stop him from winning primaries and gaining momentum. But now they realize it's over. They don't have to fight a two-front war all the way to the Democratic convention against both Trump and Sanders. And Sanders can threaten to continue running if she doesn't satisfy certain demands. But Clinton wants him to be a happy warrior for her. So she's probably prepared to concede some things, like on the platform, party rule changes, maybe next time the Democratic National Committee chair won't be able to rig the debate schedule. Maybe she'll agree to reduce or eliminate the number of superdelegates. But other than party platform planks of the minimum wage, Social Security maybe, perhaps fair trade, I don't think Sanders is going to get much out of Clinton.
All right, I want to ask about Donald Trump. Several prominent GOP figures, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, find themselves distancing themselves from their party's presidential standard bearer to one degree or another. I'm wondering, do you think Trump needs party leaders? And will there be a continuing question of whether Donald Trump actually has the support of the Republican Party leadership, Todd?
Yes, his candidacy seems to have been collapsing in recent weeks, and he seems to be bringing down the Republican Party with him. We don't know what the damage is yet in terms of polling. It might not show up for a while, but he's lost the confidence of the Republican establishment that had been coalescing behind him. He's been publicly criticized by House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, many other senators, and the Republican senator from Illinois, Mark Kirk, became the first to unendorse Trump. That could start a trend.
Well, no matter how many times he says he's for unity, Trump just can't seem to help himself. And his attack on a federal judge claiming he's not an American, even though he was born and raised in Indiana, is proof that the Republican Party has a lot of work to do with Hispanic voters.
Trump has said he's not going to change, but last night he read from a teleprompter, which some are taking as a sign that party leadership has gotten to him, essentially telling him, you know, he's got to be more controlled and less off the cuff. You think that's a sign that can be taken in that way, or will Donald Trump not change just the way he said he would not?
I just don't see him changing. I mean, using a teleprompter is nice, but the stuff that came out of his mouth was the usual negative rhetoric. So it doesn't matter what technique he uses, he just can't help himself.
That's right. Last night it seemed like he was on a leash. He had his teleprompter. He gave a subdued speech, written, by the way, by Chris Christie and Trump's daughter, Ivanka. And so Reince Priebus, the Republican chair, praised him for really what was a mediocre speech, but just because he didn't ad-lib and say something bigoted.
All right, our political team, Republican analyst Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne, thanks as always. Read more analysis from both at WBUR.org.